Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. So it's Monday the 14th of July 2024. I want to talk today about how social proof dissipates over time. And what I mean by that is someone's desire to give you social proof goes down the further away it goes from the thing that's impressed them. Now, this happened to me a couple of months ago. I had builders in for about 18 months, completely refurbing my house, massive amounts of work done. And one of the things they didn't do very well, there were lots of those, but one of the things they didn't do well was the chimney. So they actually breached the chimney and they just didn't leave it in a very safe state. So we have, this is an old house, it's about 70 years old. And when it was built, the principal source of heating was a fire going through a chimney. And then obviously over time it's been modernized, we have central heating now, but we still have got the fire and it's got a nice log burner. It's a nice feature of our living room. But I had to get a guy in and he had to make it safe. So he had to sort of do some checks, look for carbon monoxide. He put a lining in, which is like a tube that goes in there, cleaned up the fireplace. He just basically sorted out all the problems for me. And I remember him sort of revealing it to me. Here we go, it's all done. And they'd cleaned the log burner and they'd sort of just done everything. And it looked amazing. And he said, we've tested it, it's safe, we've done a fire. Why don't you have a fire tonight? This was like a cold spring day. He said, have a fire tonight, you're going to love it. And that day I was beaming, absolutely beaming about the job that he'd done. And I said to him, I said, this is so amazing. Thank you. Will you send me a link so I can leave you a Google review or a Facebook review or something like that? I would love to do that because you've done a great job. And I really meant it because I was delighted with the work that he'd done. But when he sent me the link for the review, like 3 weeks later, I didn't actually leave the review. And the main reason was that in that 3 weeks from me being so delighted with the job, a couple of things had happened. First of all, I'd had the bill. And the bill was not, it wasn't expensive, but it wasn't cheap. You know, you just have to pay for work to be done, right? But it was still a chunk of money that went out. And sometimes the bill, the pain of the bill removes from the pleasure of the work that's been done. And then the other thing was I just found some tiny little things. So I found some soot on a rug. We've got a white, well, it's a sort of black and white cream rug right next to the fire. And even though they'd covered it, a bit of soot had got through and I can't get that stain up. And there was something else. I can't remember what the other thing was. But the point was, by the time 3 weeks had gone by, my delight with the work had gone and my desire to give him a review had dissipated. Now, this will happen to you as well. And it will happen to your clients. At the point you finish a project for someone, that's a great time to ask for a testimonial or a review. At the point where you solve a big ongoing problem, ask for a testimonial or a review. There's no point going and asking them 4 or 5 weeks later because their desire to give you that social proof has dissipated. I always say that when you get a brand new client, you have like a 90-day honeymoon. So if you've taken over from another MSP and you've put right a lot of things that were wrong and generally everyone's happy with you, that's a great time in the first 90 days to ask for a testimonial or a review. If you leave it later than that, it just becomes normal. The honeymoon period is over. So whatever your strategy is, whatever your system is for collecting social proof, please don't leave it too late. Some things to tell you about this week. So this coming Thursday, we're going to give you new content for you to use next week. So we commence in the 22nd of July, and it's about some Chrome extensions filled with malware. It's a great opportunity for you to educate your leads, your prospects, and your clients about malware in extensions, how it's on the rise, and obviously that brands you as the local tech authority. And also last Wednesday, I think it was, on the 10th, we gave you a new service-based campaign. We do this on the 10th of every single month. You get a new service-based campaign. And last week's was about data backup and testing. Now, if you want to go and find any of this content, of course, it's in the portal. Just go and log into the portal, portal.mspmarketingedge.com. And if you've got any questions at all for me and my team, or we can help you with any direct support, go on, just drop us an email, hello@mspmarketingedge.com. I hope you have a great week.